So that is step three. Step four is how to apply it. And I think that the most critical activity in applying leadership style, and perhaps one of the least recognized, is that of meeting skills. Because every group conversation is effectively a team meeting. And I know in organizations, and you probably know people in your organizations too, where the team meeting is something that happens once a month to talk about the issues and the tasks and what needs to be done, and usually the minutes of the previous meetings. Finance professionals say to me things like, I'd like my team to be more proactive. I'd like my team to show more initiative. And I ask them the question, well, when do you talk about what it looks like and what it sounds like to show initiative? How much of your team meetings are spent identifying and giving examples of great behaviour that can be associated with showing initiative and being proactive, for example? So in being a great leader, a team meeting needs to happen, but secondly, a great leader will innovate and facilitate what happens in the room. So in applying leadership style, you have to be in control. So all those things that you know make up a great meeting, I'm just going to assume already happens. You already have control over identifying the outcome from your team meeting, of setting an agenda, of having a clear purpose and somebody to take the minutes, and most importantly, somebody to chair and to timekeep. I'm assuming that already happens. So every dialogue, everybody's got confidence that it's going to make a difference and finish on time. What great leaders do as well, and I'm sure you'd like to know what they do in their meetings, is that they are very conscious of building in exercises so everybody is engaged. And more importantly, everybody in a team discussion has something to do. If you don't give people something to do in a meeting, they will usually find something else to do, like thinking about what's happening in their email or thinking about their lunch. So great leaders have to be very creative in the way that they communicate and the way that they structure group discussions in such a way to get maximum participation, maximum communication, and maximize the ability of the team to make great decisions as a team and to innovate and sort out conflict. And if you'd like some tips on how to do that, I'm going to give you three. Some of your team meetings need to be stood up, for example. You need to re-energize them. So the more you can get people to stand up, it re-energizes those what can be quite boring meetings. Using lots of visuals and asking people to take ownership for certain parts of the agenda. And to make sure that on that agenda, you've got a balance between talking about what needs to be done, the task, talking about what individuals need to feel great and to feel brilliant, and to talk about as a team what needs to happen to have better communication, improve participation, and improve decision making. So a great leader is a fantastic facilitator.